another gospel. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Be though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preaches any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. The Message translation of the same scripture reads, I can't believe your ficklessness, how easily you have turned traitor to him who called you by the grace of Christ by embracing a variant message. It is not a minor variation. You know it is completely another or alien message, a no message, a lie about God. Those who are provoking this agitation among you are turning the message of Christ on its head. Let me be blunt. If one of us, even if an angel from heaven, were to preach something other than what we have preached originally, let him be cursed. I said it once, I'll say it again. If anyone, regardless of reputation or credentials, preaches something other than what you received originally, let him be cursed. Galatians 1, verse 6 through 9. Jezebel formulates a variant message with major variations that is skillfully administered and time released to penetrate the mind of those who sit under her teaching. This variant message evolves into another gospel, resulting in another Jesus being magnified, leading many into immorality and idolatry. For if he that cometh preaching another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 4. You would think the perverted gospel that Jezebel teaches could be easily recognized or identified by what she says when she is teaching. Surprisingly enough, one of the most effective ways to identify her perverted gospel is to listen to what she is not saying. There are some key words and terms Jezebel refrains from using at all costs to methodically formulate her perverted gospel. Those are words such as the following: sin, sinner, wrath of God, hell, hellfire, be ye holy for I am holy, deceitful workers, narrow is the way which leads unto life, broad is the way that leads to destruction, separation from the world, repentance, repent, immorality, judgment, holiness, blood of Jesus, holy God, false prophet, demons, devil, Satan, deception, adultery, fornication, witchcraft, lasciviousness, take up his cross and follow me, beware of false prophets, new creation in Christ, Jesus is the only way, lake of fire, cast into the lake of fire, homosexuality, lust of the flesh, deliverance, cast out demons, false apostles, false teachers, wages of sin is death. Let him deny himself, for without holiness no man shall see the Lord. These words or terms have become avoidable words by those who embrace another gospel that comes from Jezebel. These words and terms have been methodically prescribed by Jezebel to carry a negative influence. Therefore, those zapped under her seduction aligns themselves with her patterns of ministry lock and step. The use of these biblical words or terms has been resolved into hot button words or terms to clandestinely eliminate them. They have been structured to appear judgmental and irrelevant. Those who preach another gospel will deliberately stay away from these words and terms because of the ambitious pursuit to become contemporary in a society and culture that demands the seeker-friendly gospel of accommodation model. Because the culture frowns on such language, many leaders attempt to delete these words or terms from their vocabulary or merely utilize them, hence perverting the gospel.